Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There you go. There's the Beatles bringing us back with their version of the birthday song. Sam Norwood's our guest. Welcome back, folks. Happy birthday, Sam Norwood.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's for you, Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. 39 years old. It's amazing how great he looks at 39. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm only 38, so that's great. Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam, and he's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, let's talk about sales. In the previous segment, previous visit, I was talking to Bob Fibbs about pricing power of retail, especially retailers, having pricing power. And, you know, they're all retailers, especially all small business owners, all small businesses, whether retail or not, are always scared to death of pricing their product because they don't want to lose the business. They need the revenue. They need the action. And so they're just scared to death about how to price the products. And Bob says we should be courageous about raising our prices. We should be able to justify raising our prices to the point that gives us the margins that we can get to sustain ourselves, to capitalize our business. And so when I look at what you guys are showing here, you know, you got order backlogs, what's in your pipeline, looks like folks might be a little nervous about pricing power.
Well, they're always reluctant. We've been through 3 years of just a horror show. And so we've lost some of our confidence about being able to do that. But when you get a price increase from your supplier, and it goes all the way back to what's coming out of the ground, in the minerals, not just oil, but all sorts of, and when we get it, we have to pass it along because our competitors are also getting we presume those same cost increases, and So we're going to take the lead or look around a little bit and be sure that we're not totally alone, but you're not going to be alone because everybody else that's in the same market has presumably the same cost increases, and those need to be passed along.
Yeah, it's just that some people, the problem, we talked about this earlier, Sam, the problem is you got some people out there who are willing, who are so afraid of not being able to compete that they think that their small business especially think that they must compete on price, which is a recipe for failure in small business especially.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they need to compete on price, and so they're the ones who will lower the price and they disrupt the pricing structure of the marketplace. What do you think?
Just a little editorial comment. The more unique you are, the better you're able to pass along your prices, your costs. Another thing is that if you have built in a major amount of fixed cost, then you're reluctant to pass along your cost increases because you're concerned about volume. However, if you keep your costs more variable, that is, to the extent possible, get out of fixed costs, then you're under less pressure to increase because you have the flexibility and you can afford to take a little bit of loss of volume and still not be hurt as much as if you have all your costs fixed.
Right.
So a little shameless pitch here has to do with using outsources for human help, which is what Tatum does.
Well, exactly. In fact, the whole concept of outsourcing has really been developed and adopted by the market, especially the U.S. market.
Yes, flexibility.
And let me tell you what else it's done, Sam. The reason why it's not only a best practice, but it's good for the global market, especially the United States, Sam, is the growth, the exponential growth of highly capable and very successful small businesses has happened in the last 20 to 30 years for one reason and one reason only, and that's outsourcing, the acceptance of outsourcing. Because when a plant no longer wanted their employee to mow the yard or to paint the wall, they hired a company to do that. And it might have been the guy who used to mow the yard as an employee who started his own business. And, you've seen this, Sam, in the last 20 years, 25 years. The explosion of small businesses has been largely because of the acceptance of outsourcing. And small business owners have been able to fill niches and then create niches inside of niches.
You get focus of effort, you get expertise, and you're not locked in for the possibility of idle capacity. You
right.
use it when you need it, and it's good for everybody.
Well, and that job that is not your core competency is your contractor's core competency.
Exactly.
You're their customer, and it allows you to not deal with things that are not your core competency, and allows you to focus your time and attention on those things that are your core competencies.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here now.
Yeah.
We believe it. I believe it personally as an individual, but also that's our firm, which rose up 15 years ago, mm-hmm. Believes in it and saw the trend and is thriving because of it.
Well, every small business should either be an outsource resource to their customers, or they should be outsourcing internally. There's internal and external outsourcing. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back with some more indicators from Tatum Survey after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.